is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, have you ever seen something or read something or saw something on the news that just literally made you think to yourself, whatever extinction level event that is due to wipe us out needs to go ahead and happen? Gentlemen, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, okay, let the asteroid come, because I was in utter disbelief at how insane this is. Now, Alan Mike J sent me a comment, and when I looked up the article in question, I just shook my head in utter disbelief. Now, the article was published on the 26th of August. Woke Sydney Nightclub. Gentlemen, I hope you are sitting down for this. Bands staring without verbal consent. Yes, gentlemen, you heard me correctly. Woke Sydney Nightclub bands staring without verbal consent. We do not need to be here any fucking longer. A nightclub in Australia has a new policy stating it will remove anyone caught staring at someone without their consent. I shit you not. We don't need to be here any longer. Now, first question. Who do you think is going to weaponize this the most? I'll give you an opportunity to just think about that, ponder it, and I'll give you my answer later. Club 77 in Sydney has updated its zero tolerance policy on safety and harassment and shared it on its Instagram page that it is not, listen carefully, particularly you PUAs and game guys. It is not, quote unquote, a place to come if your sole purpose is to pick up. Literally, PUAs in that neck of the woods have been put on notice. While the establishment is grateful to be busy, some patrons, quote unquote, do not share our values and ethics when it comes to club culture, consent, and harassment, the club wrote before introducing, quote unquote, new measures to keep Club 77 a quote unquote safe space. If you need a nightclub to be a safe space, then you should have the wherewithal to stay at home. Home is your only safe space. Why? Because you pay to live there. You sign the lease, the mortgage, whatever. You are literally paying for your safe space. However, this world has been flipped upside fucking down. Quote unquote, the club believes it has an obligation to educate new club goers by helping them understand what is unacceptable behavior. As a nightclub, we encourage you to interact with strangers. However, any engagement must begin with verbal consent, it stated. This also applies if you are, for example, staring at someone from afar. If attention you are giving someone is unwanted, that is considered harassment. Okay. Let me just go ahead and put this on record. I hope this is successful. I hope more nightclubs adopt this policy. Why? Well, because obviously men have not felt enough pain. That's right. This policy is literally putting women on such a high pedestal that a lot of them are literally going to weaponize this. Once again, have you thought about the particular group that is going to weaponize this? I'll give you my answer later. Wow. Just wow. Nothing like male nature being weaponized against us. Their security guards are now considered quote unquote safety officers who will wear pink vests. Really? Imagine some big buff dude wearing a bright pink security vest. Oh my God. If I were a security guard at this club, I would actually walk the fuck out. I'm not wearing that shit. But anyway, safety officers who will wear pink vests to distinguish them from patrons and will help handle complaints and concerns. If we receive reports of any behavior that has made someone feel uncomfortable, the reported individual will be removed from the venue and the police will be called. The club warned. So, if you are literally an everyday average guy and you go to this club, you could literally be minding your own business and some woman can point you out and you could almost guaranteed go to jail or possibly pay a fine because she said that you were looking at her. Now, here's the grand question. How can you tell someone is quote unquote looking at you if you are not looking at them first? Once again, we don't need to be here anymore. We do this to make everyone feel safe and to ensure our patrons are comfortable approaching staff if anything has made them uncomfortable or feel unsafe. Club 77 added that it will, quote unquote, encourage feedback, which people were happy to provide in the comment section. Many people backed the club's new rules because safety should be the utmost importance. Others thought it was going too far. Quote unquote, RIP to social interaction, one person wrote. Everything is becoming social media in real life. A second person added, quote unquote, congratulations on becoming the laughing stock of Sydney. Someone asked, quote unquote, I've got a lazy eye. I can sue for discrimination. But that is actually true. This is legal discrimination. Why? Because it's only going to be applied one way. Another simply added, go woke, go broke. Club 77 states it is striving to provide a safe space for club goers and is quote unquote committed to developing and nurturing a strong culture of consent. All right, gentlemen, you heard correctly. Looking at a woman in this particular club can potentially get you arrested. Now, to answer the question, who do you think is going to be the group that is going to weaponize this pretty much at will? If you thought attractive women, you'd be wrong. Here's why. Attractive women are pretty much used to getting attention. They don't mind. It's going to be the unattractive women who are going to weaponize this at will. Why? Because they get two things at the same time. They get attention and they get victimhood status. It's too enticing. Now, to circle back around, I hope this is a successful campaign. Why? Because any man who patronizes this particular club after this and he catches a case, he fucking deserves it. The next article about this club should be Club 77 shuts down due to lack of male patrons. Yep. Let's be clear about something. On the club scene, clubs use women to attract men to spend money there. However, something like this, it is going to backfire spectacularly. Ultimate fail. But once again, it's all about appeasing the snowflakes. However, let me reiterate. If you are so weak-minded that you need a nightclub to be a safe space, you should stay home. Period. Point blank. But this is the ultimate catch-22. Why? Because women do everything they can to get male attention. However, we men are visual creatures. Will they stop women from wearing low-cut tight dresses? No. Will they stop women from damn near being, I'm not going to say nude, but as scantily clad as possible? No. Gentlemen, this is a perfect setup for a man to catch a case. However, they could only do something like this in Australia. Why? Because it's not easy to escape Australia. Let them try this somewhere in, like, let's say, LA. Most guys will be like, well, okay, cool. I'll just take my money elsewhere. And hopefully, the smart men in Australia will do just that. They will take their money elsewhere. They will vote with their wallet and their feet. So, ladies, if that's what you want, cool. Guess what? The everyday average guys, hopefully they will avoid this place like the plague. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, particularly you ladies who will patronize this nightclub, the social power for you will definitely go out. Feminism, this whole sexual liberation, and the need for a safe space will go out right along with it. Why? Because the main consumers of the nightclub, which are men, will simply take their business elsewhere. Because believe you me, the first guy that gets nailed by this, he's going to definitely send the great message that's going to get more men to walk the hell away. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.